Maseches Nida, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Kol haksamim habayim mirekem. Any garment that has a blood stain on it that comes from Rekem, which is in the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael, where both Jews and non-Jews live. Tahorim, the Mishnah says, you can assume that it's tahor because we assume that it came from a non-Jew, which would mean that the garment itself is tahor, because a blood stain on a garment that belongs to a Jew, Jewish women are very careful to hide away their garments that have stains on them, so as not to have any concerns of transferring tumah. Therefore, we can assume that if the garment came from that place, it came from a non-Jew, and you can assume that it's tahor. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says it's tamei mipnei shehein gerim betoim, because even the Jews who live in Rekem are converts, and they don't necessarily know that to be careful about hiding their garments. And therefore, it's possible that this garment came from a Jew, a Jewish woman, and therefore is tamei. Habayim mibein agoyim, any garment that comes from among where Gentiles live, tahorim, is pure, because we assume that it came from a Gentile and it didn't render the garment itself tamei. Mibein Yisrael umibein akusim, but if it comes from a place where Jewish women and kusi women live, Rabbi Meir says it's tamei, because you have to assume that they weren't careful about hiding garments that have a stain of tumah on them. But chachamim mitarim, but the chachamim disagree, and they say those garments are pure. Mipnei shalom nechshadu al kismayim, because Jewish women and kusi women are both careful to hide their garments that have a tamei stain on it, and therefore, even if it came from a place where Jewish women and kusi women live, you're allowed to assume that the fact that we have a garment in front of us that has a stain on it, it means that garment came from a non-Jewish woman. Mishnah Dalid, kol haksamim hanimtzoim b'chol makom, any stained garment that we find in any place, tahorim. Again, we're talking about in cities where Jewish women live, it would be tahor, because we assume that Jewish women are careful, and therefore the blood on this garment must have come from some other source. It wasn't blood of tumas nida. Chutz, except min hanimtzayim b'chadarim, except for stained garments that are found in the rooms where women specifically would hang out when they were tameos, uvisvivos beis atuma, and around the area of the rooms or the houses that they would stay in when they were tameos, beis hatumos shel kusim, and further chumra is that the houses of tuma of kusim mitamin ba'ohel. They have not just tumas nida in them, but possibly tumas ohel in them, because mipnei shem kovrim shamis hanifalim, because sometimes they have stillbirths or miscarriages, and they end up burying their fetuses in these houses, and therefore you have to be choshesh for not just tumas nida, but also for tumas ohel. For the tumah of a house that is entirely tamei because it has a dead body in it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to be that machmir. Lo hayu kovrim ela mashlichim. They would not bury their fetuses in these places. Rather, they would discard them, v'chaya gorartan, and they ended up being trampled and eaten by wild animals. And because they were so lax about doing this, but not actually burying the fetuses, it ends up being a kula that you don't have to be concerned about tumah in those buildings.